ladies and gentlemen. It is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, in studio with Alex Jones, going over some of the more absurd speculation about what exactly happened in Utah to Charlie
Kirk. Beyond absurd speculation. Stu Peters says this guy hit a detonator and murdered this person. And anybody that knows about high-powered rifles, I've sat there and shot at targets and missed them by an inch, and the target falls over.
Right.
Because there's so much of a pressure effect. I'm not a meteorologist. The point is, be hydrologist, be water. What do you call air? The point is that high caliber rifles do this.
Right.
And so, but 100%, I don't believe a .30-06 hit him in the left side of the neck and didn't go out the back.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. So I'm like, took me like, you know, days and days to figure things out to not go off half cocked. But I'm just like, everyone forgets the last theory that's just proven and goes to the next. But I got to hand it to Stu Peters, man, like to just accuse somebody of murder. Like that guy ducked down after the gunshot. He detonated it.
I mean, it just makes no sense. I've seen so many videos. I mean, the trap door, there's videos of it's like, look, this handoff happened and there's just nothing there. You look at the video and you're just like, what am I supposed to even be seeing here? There's nothing. So it's like, again, I think it just discredits people that are actually trying to pursue.
Well, also,
truth.
I have security. I've had it more than in the past, big events, like up to 15 people. They're on radios far away, but up close, they're doing all their hand signs.
Right.
That's what they do. Like, there's a hand sign, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's obviously no proof of anything. I mean, it looks weird. I mean, the video is weird because the shirt seems to fly up. But again, I don't know if that's just the bullet wake, you know.
When I first saw it, it looked like body armor and it bounced up.
That's what I thought.
But
yeah,
there was no. You were live on air when we did.
Yeah, yeah.
You were hosting the last hour of my show.
Right.
But look,
but apparently
I'm not a ballistics expert, but I've shot a lot of stuff with 30-06 and even more powerful 300 Win Mag. And it's so fast with like the neck at that angle, it'd have blown out the bottom of the neck. Nothing, even if it hit bone, it would have perfectly gone through it. Maybe 1,000 yards more spent. It's too magnum. It's too high powered. I don't believe this thing. It went down the spine and bounced back up. But I don't think the surgeon's lying. I think it was shot with a lower caliber weapon.
Wouldn't that be the thing that explains it? Like, because the official story we have now, 30-06, 200 yards away, doesn't make any sense. If it was just a smaller caliber, wouldn't that make everything sort of fit into place? That's what it seems like to me.
But even a .223 or .556 or...
it would still do more damage.
It doesn't bounce off the spine and...
right.
And it found in the neck. A .22 long rifle wouldn't do that.
Well,
it would probably shoot at 200 yards all the way through, maybe... go through and like lodge at the end of the spinal column.
Right.
We go in the neck and like probably make all the way through, but maybe be on the back side of the neck.
Right.
No, I mean, I've shot a few deer and hogs with a 30-06. They're not as accurate. So I'm a 300 Win Mag guy. I've shot some with 338 Lapua, you name it. Back when I had time to do it, I've been quite the shooter. And with a 300 Win Mag, I mean, vaporization.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to, even at an angle, it's not going to go down. It's so high powered at 200 yards. It hasn't slowed down at 200 yards. Here's 30-06. That's all the special forces guys have on. They say, no, it just straight through.
Yeah,
it blows out the bottom of the neck. It doesn't go down the spine.
We're watching.
It's horse crap.
We're watching ballistic videos off YouTube. They'll have a ballistic head with a skull with the exact same, you know.
Well, here's the difference. Smaller caliber, high velocities turn and tumble. Like a 5.56. So, like I said, I've shot, you never want to shoot straight on, but I've shot a 400-pound hog with a 300 Win Mag, very close to a 306.
Right.
Straight on, because I've only shot a head. It popped out, had to take a shot. The hog was 400 pounds. It went in 2 feet, hit the end of the ribs, bounced back, because we gutted it, and exploded up into the shoulder. Didn't even come out. So I've seen a bullet go in and bounce back. But that was straight on. But if I shot you the hardest bone, straight through, you know, 30-06 going through it. It takes feet of meat to do this. I've shot elk with 300 Win Mag, which is very similar. That's the main rifle I use. And I've hit elk at 300 yards, and it goes in tiny hole, three holes in the side. It breaks up when it's bone.
Right.
But three
shatters.
Holes. Yeah, like a four-inch hole, two-inch hole, one. It's like, boom.
Right, well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. A little quick 60-second break here. We'll be back on the other side with Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison Smith invites you to the War Room, the command center in the battle for clarity and truth.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. Try our new creatine. Absolutely incredibly powerful. Alex Jones is in studio with me. Again, going over just still the speculation. I can't believe it's been 2 weeks. It feels like it was yesterday, but we still don't have answers. Yeah, 15 days. Unbelievable.
Well, I didn't want to, because I know Tranny was real, and I said if there's evidence of a cover-up, I'll cover it. But at 30-odd-6, I just don't buy it. Even an angle, I'm not saying the surgeon's lying, maybe another caliber. So here's the big question. Where's the autopsy, which it didn't happen, watch. They won't say. I've been asking. Ask TPSA. Oh, we're not sure. Oh, I'm like, that'd make sense. Like, I'm going to call their spokesperson again when we get off air. Talk to them this weekend. And then, where's the bullet? Because they said they found it under the skin. So I'm done talking about that. And I'm not on some jag about Stu Peters, man. It's just, he's got his J-proof, you know, all this stuff he does. And then he sits there and just goes, here's the murderer right here. Because the dude ducks down after a gunshot. Like, dude, the soullessness of that.
Yeah. Well, he,
the soullessness of that. That is so, that's a scary dude right there.
It's
and also it's the cynical brazenness, you know.
Well, I bet it gets clicks. I bet it gets a lot of views. I mean, he's going to go with whatever the most extreme, outrageous thing is that gets most clicks. That seems to be his driving motive, which, again, is why it annoys me, because people will associate us with, they'll go, oh, the Stu Peters and Alex Jones out there. It's like, no, what we do is pursue the truth regardless of what the mainstream media says. Then there's people out there that are just saying the craziest stuff they possibly can.
Well, yeah, and like I said early on, I said if Israel's involved, well, I mean, they might have been involved. And I'm just trying to find out. I can't just say Israel did this.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, well, show me the proof.
Right.
We're really sorry you sold out. And it's like, I don't need to prove to you people something. I covered the USS Liberty before you guys were out of diapers. Look, I'm going to let you take over. I'm going to actually hit this tomorrow. Is this DOJ stuff, not just with us, but all of it, is really bad.
Yeah.
And we know who the bad players are. We know who's involved. And it's a serious situation.
And so this guy slow walked the Comey thing for 9 months. Now we're 5 days away from the expiration of the statute of limitations.
We got to remove right at the last moment.
Oh my God. I mean, is that.
And we know it's Bondi and all of them doing it.
Right.
Just like they removed the investigation into what happened to us. Same people, which is good. They've just spotlighted themselves. People think one dimensional, like, or they think of this, you know, this inning. No, this is all part of the plan.
Well,
but we can go like, we'll do this. They'll freak out. Brings more attention. So they all think one dimensionally.
Right. Well, I just want to see. I want to see something. So it's, you know, you see this, you know, indictment about James Comey. And it's like, finally something's happening. Now, apparently all it is lying to Congress. But, you know, they tried to send Roger Stone to jail for years for lying to Congress.
Well, they said out the bone for income tax evasion.
Yeah, yeah.
So but it's cut and dry. He said, I never leaked. Later, he admitted he leaked.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, I didn't leak. I gave it to media to leak.
Right. Well, and he was asked that specifically, and he denied it. We have the video of him lying. Guys, you know what?
And there's also a clip where he said, I really probably didn't know if I could do it, but I went and set up Trump.
Yeah. Well, he brags about sending people in. Yeah. That crazy. He's like, well, normally.
And he also told Congress he didn't do that.
Totally. Yeah. I don't know. And he's putting the 8647 thing, pretending he doesn't know what that means. This guy's a menace. James Comey.
Well, he covered up the Epstein.
Yeah. And his daughter did, too, and the P. Diddy thing.
Yeah, that's who they put in.
Swamp
creatures. Who they put in charge. All right, well, you take over. I know you got your guests coming up and calls. Love everybody.
Absolutely.
I feel like a mole rat here. It's been almost 8 years, 7 years since I was like this. This is weird.
You look like a young Prigozhin.
What's a Prigozhin?
Prigozhin, the guy that tried to overthrow Putin. A young one. A young and more fit one. But you could be a supervillain. You got a supervillain look going on. I like it.
I really do.
In a good way. It's a compliment, in the best possible way. I think you should.
Harrison, you're something else.
I think you should embrace it. They made you the villain.
I look like a villain?
You're Lex Luthor. You said it yourself.
Chilling like
it.
Well, with the goatee I do. Chilling like a villain. It was literally the cat this morning. 5:30, I'm like, shaving. The cat jumps up. It loves me. And bangs his head at me all the time. Demands, jumps on me. And I'm just like, I was like, oh, God. And my buddy comes over to exercise. He goes, you look like a pedo with a mustache. So I goes, do Hitler. And then I'm sitting there doing serious interviews. And I'm like, okay, this joke's gone far enough. No, I like my facial hair.
It was funny, though. It was very funny.
I like my facial hair. I'm bringing it back. I feel naked without it. Plus, I don't have this anymore, you know?
That's very funny. No, I like the Hitler mustache. When I walked in this morning, there was a levity in the office. Everybody was sort of in a bubbly mood walking in this morning with your Hitler mustache.
But on TV, I was like looking at myself. I was like, I had a serious discussion about Epstein whistleblowers. Yeah. He's a Mossad operative. And I'm interviewing James O'Keefe with a Hitler mustache.
It wasn't worthy of the gravity of the situation, yeah. But it was funny. It was good.
Yeah, well, I had a Hitler mustache for 4 hours. And now it's over. So
you can get a little fake one. You can pop it off when you need to.
And I went to the grocery store, and literally women were throwing themselves at me. Though.
That's so funny.
They're like, who are you? Because they weren't clicking what it was. And I did it as a joke. I was wearing black pants and black shirt. I want to have a full Hitler.
Oh, the full Hitler.
Full Hitler.
Good.
And I was like, literally, women, it was just, you know, women like power. They like darkness. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So they're like, who are you? What? Oh, God, what's your number? Oh, baby. Oh, like, literally, you know, it was like fountains on the ground.
Oh, no.
They're like,
well, there you go. If you're having trouble meeting ladies,
dress up like Hitler.
There you go. Dress up like Hitler. Shave
well, you know, staff. They want the bad boy.
Well, he's the worst, right?
He got plenty of Germans killed, so yeah, he's a real winner.
I had a big argument with a caller a couple days ago about Hitler. And I was like, can you at least admit he lost? Can you at least admit it was a bad idea that he destroyed Germany forever? Can we at least get that on the table? I don't get it. I don't get why you'd worship a guy who led his nation down just total destruction.
Oh, my God. He was totally neurotic, too, and totally set up by British intelligence.
Right.
So, I mean, it's on record. They had a peace deal. They were going to put Edward VIII on the throne of Europe, and they set him up. I mean, Churchill was everybody loves Churchill, and I love his writings. He's a likable guy. Total villain.
Right.
Way smarter than Hitler.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that came out about decisions he made after the war was like, he tried to like do like anthrax over a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
It was
well,
crazy.
World War I was the British and was wrong to Austrian-Hungarian Empire.
Yeah. Well,
like the pro-German folks go, Germany was right in World War I. It wasn't Germany in World War I. Learn something, dumbass.
Well,
you know who Franz Ferdinand is? Do you know about the Black Hand? Do you know anything? Like, Hitler didn't start World War II. Oh, because the Jews put an article, we declare war on Hitler? And then, and I like Nick, he does it to be catty, but he's like, screw Poland, they're subhuman. Literally, Poland did nothing. And then the Soviet Union from one side and Germany from the other literally blow it up and kill like a million and bomb their cities with bombers. Because, oh, they're Poles. They deserve it. I got a lot of Polish men. Let's just blow up Poland.
Well, and it sowed the seeds of their own destruction, right? If Hitler wasn't a megalomaniac, he probably would have listened to some advice, maybe not to go.
Well, they said, sir,
Russia.
Please stop running all these slave camps. They're like, sir, we're going to lose against Russia. He goes, I want half the stuff on these work camps.
Yeah, yeah. And then they go into these ex-Soviet places, freeze them from the Soviet despotism. But instead of just treating them nicely, they probably would have fought for the Nazis.
When they rolled into Ukraine and Russia, they were like, oh, we love you.
And then they were like, well, too bad you're subhuman. Get in the ditch. It was so stupid. It totally destroyed
their
own.
Yeah, let's take these farmers and just shoot them. And there's countless. There's no gas chambers. Okay, whatever. We know that's all twisted. Number. It was actually a Soviet lie about that. The point is, there's thousands of videos. They never air anymore. When I was a kid, they were in Discovery Channel. You never see it. They just run people into ditches and shoot them.
Yeah.
And the Russians. So
they could have actually been treated as liberators.
I remember
because the Soviets
were
so bad.
The Germans had the jump on the Russians before and got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
They got the jump this time.
Well, how different is it, though, with modern technology? Because, I mean, do we need to march to Moscow? They're bombing Moscow from Ukraine, right? I mean, does that change the equation at all?
We're already into the nuclear escalation point. Trump came out and said, oh, I think Ukraine's winning. Go ahead and take Russia. It is cuckoo bonker town. And it's this weird European thing. It's not just Napoleon and Hitler. Something like 60 European leaders have tried to invade Russia.
Right. Also, Genghis Khan, the Muslims got stopped.
Well, part of it is they're always being attacked.
Yeah. And they just have infinite land, too. With Napoleon, it was just, all right, we'll retreat and retreat and retreat. And you chase them until half your army's dead, and then you go, crap, we better get back. The Grand Armée, right? He lost like, 60,000 men, never even fought a battle.
I think 90% of them.
Yeah, yeah. Totally decimated it, ruined everything.
And when he got there, the Russians would just burn the cities before he got there.
Yep, so they had no food, nothing to rely on, freezing cold. Nobody can handle the Russian winters. I mean, so then Hitler was like paranoid about that and tried really hard not to do what Napoleon did. So he refused to march on Moscow, which is how he got bogged down in Stalingrad, which was just, brutal. They didn't have, clothes to wear in the Russian winter. They're all freezing to death. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to go to war with Russia. I don't know what these people are thinking.
I mean, it's not a good idea. As pussy as we've gotten, imagine a foreign army. We would unify. They'd be destroyed.
Right.
No matter how many weapons they got, you got to fight on the ground. Nobody's invading us unless you could take us over culturally and make us. It's just, we couldn't conquer the Vietnamese
right.
with millions sad. Of troops over the years and trillions.
Yeah. Well, and
because when somebody decides to fight, you ain't beating them.
Well, and what is Europe going to do? Half their population are freaking Syrians
now.
Look,
hey, Democrats, you can't defeat populist Republican patriots. But see, they had Russia for all those years. So mad. Rob Reiner, all of them said they're mad. It was their playground. And Russia got away.
Yeah, and Putin was a big part of that. Yeah, getting it away from the
oligarchs. Yeah, I mean, this is just totally. The point is the West started the fight.
Yeah.
And the enemies running our country are the same ones attacking Russia. I'm not a Russophile, but I said they're going to start doing fake drone attacks in Europe before the Russians said it.
Yep.
And now they're doing it.
Do you think they hacked the drones?
No, like spiderweb, when they attack the Russians with them, they can bring them in and then launch them from there.
They're just launching their own drones, you think? Because that's what I was speculating what would be next. I was thinking they're going to hack a fighter jet and have it fly.
Well, no, you can do that too, but the easiest thing is just... It's hard to do that, especially when a human's flying it.
Right.
So, the Russians say, they say it's fake false flag, but the radar trajectories are coming right off the border of Belarus and Russia, which you would do. You just drive in trucks across, you load them up, and you launch them, and you say Russia did it. It's a classic false flag.
Right, and it's like...
It's already brought spider web all over the country as far as 4,000 miles in and attack with drones. So they've already done... And then Zelensky, drones don't attack Europe. We hit Russia, drone attack. Then drones start coming in.
Yeah. Well, it's like Assad. It's like Obama saying, the red line is chemical weapons. He cannot use chemical weapons. And then they say he goes off and uses chemical
weapons. 1 week later, but then the jihadis want to... They get millions for their family. So like, Allah Akbar, screw Assad. They're launched. We launched chemical. They put the videos, the chemical mortars, because the jihadis literally have 80 IQs.
It's so ridiculous. But it's the same thing. If Russia sends drones, then, oh, look, they send drones. Why would they do that? Why would Putin do the one thing he knows that
would bring NATO? He doesn't want to attack NATO. He wants them to stop moving forward.
Right.
Look at the maps. If Russia was moving like this to us, I would go, oh, enemy, like China is. They're not, folks. We're encircling them. This is not rocket science.
And
this is not... The Russians are not attacking Poland, the main staging ground.
No,
I said 2 years ago they're going to use Poland as a detonator.
Right. Like they did in World War II.
Always the same.
Yeah. Well, and why would we want to drive Russia towards China? Like if China is our big existential enemy, would we not want to be friends with this giant country looming over them that's Christian,
listen, it's
that's
the Marilyn
European.
Monroe bent over.
Yeah.
I mean, it wants to be in business with us.
Who, Russia or China?
Russia.
Yeah.
It's got triple the resources of Africa. It is literally, what is Tony Montana said? He said this town is a great big pussy.
But we only have so many examples. On X, we'll be fine.
No, I mean, I told the Russians on national TV. I'm like, I'm like, listen, we just want to exploit you, okay? So, in a nice way, you'll exploit us. Like, I'm all about business, you know. I want golf courses and beautiful airports and technology and moon bases, and we can all just get together and, you know, have a bunch of kids.
You don't want to kill each other, rather?
I know enough about killing that that's not my business. Yeah.
No, it's
all these guys that want to be about killing, they don't know anything. They don't know anything about killing.
Yeah, I don't. It just makes absolutely no sense. Well, and you know, I always bring up the part from Putin's interview with Tucker Carlson where he says president after president, he would go and say, hey, we're not communists anymore. Can we just be a European nation?
He goes, they say great stuff, but then they turn out their puppets.
He calls them the men in gray suits come and say
black suits and black ties.
Yeah.
Or blue suits and black ties. But the point is that you're seeing that now.
Yeah.
But finally, Trump is firing U.S. attorneys and doing it. That's why they've got Democrats saying, prepare for the riots. So
just say themselves, yeah.
And I get Trump's part of the deal. NATO won't make a deal. Putin won't make a deal. So Trump kind of flip-flops. It's to try to dislodge stuff. You can't do part of the deal with war. That's why business operations don't work there.
Yeah, and this is, you know, again, it's like Trump is like, oh, we had such a good talk with Putin, but then he bombs Ukraine. It's like, well, why would he not keep bombing? You're still in war. No peace agreement
Ukraine
has been signed.
Every time intensifies the attacks.
Right.
Whenever I see major Ukraine attacks, I notice it's not on our news. And then later Trump goes, oh, I didn't know they doubled attacks.
Because he just thinks it's Russia being
And he goes, I got an intelligence briefing. They're about to collapse. That's the standard EU business model.
Right.
They're tech companies. They're energy. They're doing better than ever. They don't. You talk about isolationism. Like, I'm not endorsing apartheid. It's better than communism. It's like, I'm not endorsing cutting your arm off. Just don't blow your head off. Black people had lower illegitimacy than any group in this country until the 40s because they were oppressed. They had to have their own hotels, their own restaurants, their own doctors, their own colleges, their own everything. And you see the old black and white films. My dad told me about this in Dallas. You know, he grew up in the country outside Dallas, but he had family in Dallas. He said the black areas, everybody was wearing suits and ties.
Yep.
They weren't super rich, but they were all about how they, you know, were like proper and we're not going to be oppressed and we're classy. Then they bring in the left and pay that moms not have dads there and all that. Within a generation, destroy it, which is the model for everybody. And that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So Jim Crow was wrong. But people, when they know they're oppressed and got to take care of themselves, what happens? Nietzsche, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So it's the same thing for America. I just say get this stuff all out in the open. Have it all out in the open. Because any of these free deals, any of these you're a victim, any of these we want to help you, it's all about a worm on a hook to a fish.
Yep.
You're not giving the fish a worm because you like it. You're getting 20 grams of protein for 1 gram of protein. It is an exchange. It is a predatory action. So we don't endorse Jim Crow. We just say you replace something bad that happened to actually make people strong because it was clear with this. So just be clear about the oppression.
Yeah.
And the Russians know for 1,000 years they're getting invaded by the Muslims and the Huns and everybody else. And so to them, they're just like, okay. Right. And sure, they're weaker than they were before. We're way weaker than we were before. That's what freedom does. It creates weakness. But their weakness is less than ours, and it's suicidal because of mutually assured destruction. And that's why I oppose psychotic behavior. God bless you, Harrison. Take over.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks. We do have a lot of videos to get to. And again, just things going on that are just beyond insane. The free speech stuff is just completely bananas. This is one that I haven't heard anybody else report on. Democratic senators are now targeting executives from Sinclair and Nexstar for daring to remove Jimmy Kimmel from their television stations. The same politicians who accused Trump of political overreach are now using their political power to pressure private companies to bow to their will. It is just everything they do is, like I said, it's beyond hypocrisy. It's beyond hypocrisy. Hypocrisy can be positive. I haven't said this in a while. I used to say it all the time. I can be a positive hypocrite. In other words, if I smoke cigarettes but tell you not to, okay, I'm being a hypocrite. All right, I'm not practicing what I preach. That's hypocritical, but what I'm telling you is good though, right? It's a positive thing. I'm right what I'm telling you. I just don't follow what I'm saying. That would be positive hypocrisy. The hypocrisy on display here is just another more devious level of deception is what it actually is. All right, looks like we have some breaking news here. I know Trump was signing executives' orders minutes ago. He has now signed an executive order saving TikTok from a ban. So that's pretty interesting. Do we have these videos? Maybe we'll go to these. And he's also made a statement about the West Bank. He says, I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. Not going to happen. So that's interesting. Because I'd heard reports. Remember, he just did the big meeting with all of the Arab leaders in the UN. And it was reported then that he'd promised then, no, I'm not going to stand for West Bank annexation. Which is interesting because Mike Johnson just went over there and filmed a video in the West Bank saying it should all be annexed and basically co-signing the plan to annex the West Bank. So now he's saying they're not going to annex it and Trump's going to stop them. That was reported that he said that the Arab leaders meeting. Now apparently he's repeated it in the White House. If we have these videos, let's go ahead and go to them. Guys, do we have the video of him saying he will not allow West Bank annexation? All right, let's go to that.
This week, that we would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Is that something that you
said? I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank. There's been enough. It's time to stop now, okay?
Amen. Amen, Trump. Very, very forceful. Not waffling. Very good to see. You know, a lot of times you say, well, we'll see. Well, I'd like it to be this. I'd like it to be this. No, none of that here. Straightforward. Nope. Not going to allow it. Did you ask? Did you talk to Bibi Netanyahu? Yeah, I talked to him. Doesn't matter. I'm not allowing it. So that means that Bibi was trying to get him to allow him to annex. Again, Mike Johnson, 2 weeks ago, was in Israel making a video saying this should all be Israel now. And of course, the West Bank, as I've reported, 85% Christian 50 years ago, 10% Christian now. Barely, you know, hanging on. The birthplace of Jesus, Bethlehem, is in that region of the world. So, wow. Okay, very, very forceful, rejection from Trump of annexation of the West Bank by Israel. He also apparently signed an executive order saving TikTok from a ban while still protecting America's national sovereignty. And let's see what he has to say about this.
Next, sir, we have an executive order on TikTok. From the first days of your administration, you've charged a team from your administration, led by Vice President Vance, with ensuring that we can preserve TikTok as a platform for the 170 million Americans who use it, while ensuring that their data is properly protected as required by law. With this executive order, you will be effectively bringing into effect the agreement that will save TikTok and ensure that it can operate safely and securely.
So this is interesting because I had a very good talk with President Xi, a lot of respect for him. Hopefully he has a lot of respect for me, too. And we talked about TikTok and other things, but we talked about TikTok and he gave us the go ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies. Great ones, great investors, the biggest. You don't get bigger, I don't imagine.
So that's very interesting. So apparently it's going to allow TikTok to continue to operate, so it's not being shut down. I wish he'd give a statement about TikTok like he did about Tylenol. I think he should get up and just like he did with Tylenol, don't take it. Just don't take it. I think he should get up and just go, just get off it. Just get off TikTok. Just for your own mental health, for the health of your children and our country. As well, just get off TikTok. Stop scrolling. It's full of demons. Stay off of it. I'd love it. I'd love if he said something like that, because that is genuinely how I feel about TikTok. It is a playground of demons, and I cannot understand how people can spend time on that platform without genuinely going insane. In fact, I think they do. I think they go insane when people are on that. And I don't think it's because China. I think it's because Americans like trash, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that is the question. Do you want your algorithm controlled by the government, or do you want to make your own choices and choose not to watch demonic crap? It's up to you. It's one or the other. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at theolicshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalist. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globalists on the air. And separately, the classic nitric boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me.
Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Navigating the maze of mainstream narratives, Harrison Smith finds the hidden paths in the war room.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room, InfoWars.com, Band.video, TheAlexJonesStore.com is, of course, how you support us in everything that we do here. Which, of course, is just continually rack up victories, which we survive. We're surviving, all right? The victories are coming. We're building to the victories. But, hell, our survival alone is a massive slap in the face to the machine that has tried to destroy us over and over and over again. I mean, I know I've said it before, but, like, I wonder what's going through their head. There's a movie or something. You know, just the guy that... It just won't die. You know, it's like, what do we have to do here? What do we have to do to get this guy down? First, they kick us off every social media platform on a single day. Every single one. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, YouTube, X, or Twitter at the time. Everything kicked us off one day. I guarantee you they were toasting champagne and thinking it's a matter of time now. Yeah, that was 7 years ago. It didn't work, did it? Didn't quite work as well as they thought it did. Then they thought suing us. Surely we don't have the wherewithal to defend ourselves in court. We're just a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists from Texas, right? I'm sure they'll steamroller right over us with their expensive lawyers. Turns out we're still standing. We're in fact kind of better than ever. I wonder what it's like to experience that. I wonder what it's like to think for sure, definitely this time we've buried them. only to see the hand burst out of the soil as we climb out and continue our operation. We're like this little tugboat. We're this little battleship that just has a gigantic Navy arrayed against us, emptying their batteries, trying to take us down. And we're just chugging along. We're just chugging along, dominating them and heading right at them, by the way. And they're scared and they're terrified and they're doing everything they can to stop us. But they can't, as long as you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And in case you need another reason to do so, okay, the first reason would be you become a part of this. You actually become a crucial member of the battleship pursuing the enemy at top speed, which, you know, I think if you like liberty and America and men being men and women being women, like, I think you should contribute. I think that alone would be more than enough reason to help us out on our mission. But hey, that's not enough for you. It's fine. You get all this free content. You get all this free, incredible information, free to air, free to share. Take it down, put it up. At InfoWars 1984, I believe, let me make sure the right name exactly, this guy, he posts clips of my show. They get thousands of views. I hope he's verified. He could be making money off this. You could be making money off this. You could be taking our footage and uploading it to X and monetizing it and getting a check every month. If you do it right, if you spread it around, and I'll help you, tag me and I'll retweet it every single time. And I appreciate the people that do that. Okay, so if you want to help us out, that's a fantastic way to do it, or it's a fantastic reason to go to thealexjonesstore.com. You can also, you're practically spitting in the face of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and all of these scumbags that are doing everything they possibly can to silence Americans. So if you want to spit in their face, one great way to do it is go to thealexjonesstore.com. But also, we have fantastic products, but also they're on massive sale. But also, if you sign up as a VIP club member, you get an extra $10 on top of, the cost of the VIP club. So you cost $30, you get $40. Plus, you get access to the Alex Jones tapes, which are all of our shows, all the way back to the early 2000s. The only place you can find them is at thealexjonesstore.com by signing up to be a VIP member. I mean, it just goes on and on. So, I know Alex coined the term 360 win. This is like a 1080 backflip. I don't know skateboarding terms. It's a very impressive series of spins. It's a 1080 win right now, especially with the limited fall super sale. 70% off Atomic Defense with a Methylene Blue purchase. So if you purchase Methylene Blue, either the tincture or the Ultra Methylene Blue capsules, then you automatically get 70% off a bottle of Atomic Defense. That's the ultimate natural health shield packed with human extract, turmeric, sea moss, honey powder, and more. So Ultra Methylene Blue tincture or the Ultra Methylene Blue capsules, buy either one of those, you automatically get 70% off Atomic Defense. Plus, the America First limited edition fundraiser hat is almost sold out. I'm surprised they haven't sold out yet. There are only 250 of these, very high quality stitched lettering with a certificate of authenticity. It is the ultimate collectible designed to keep us in the air and to keep your head looking fashionable. It's a very nice hat. Do not wait. Stock is limited. This exclusive 75% off deal with the Atomic Defense will not last long, and the America First hat is nearly sold out. So supercharge your health and show your support today at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. Now, I will be joined next hour by Mike Shelby of Gray Zone Intel, Gray Zone Research. And he's been coming on, if you watch the American Journal, he would come on every couple of months to give us the update as to sort of where we are on the trajectory to civil war. And it has been pretty much following the exact playbook that, of course, came with the Podesta plan, but also just follows the general outlay of low intensity conflict morphing into high intensity conflict. And every step of the way, Mike Shelby's been there to explain, okay, here's the point we've reached, here's what's next. So I think recently we've taken that next step up, just like Mike Shelby said we would a couple months ago in laying out the escalation ladder. Here's what's next. It's assassinations, it's attacks on ICE facilities. So what comes after that and how do we deal with this? We'll talk to him about that in the next hour. The reason I bring it up now is because we've got some videos from Trump talking about this fact, which again, I'm convinced now. On X, if you're telling me not to say left is violence, you have to just be a leftist, right? Because I was thinking about it, and all yesterday, I'm racking my brain going, what is happening here? We've got just an outpouring of leftist violence, and that's what it is. I don't know what else you'd want to call it. It's leftist violence. It's people on the left, radicals on the far left, attacking their enemies, whether it's the symbol of their enemy, the ICE facility, or one of the most prominent right-wingers in Charlie Kirk. Clearly, there is leftist violence going on. But every time I say that on X, I got people, I think, going, you're still pushing the left versus right paradigm like the deep state wants you to. It's like, I mean, yeah, I guess. What are you talking about? The left has been insanely violent for a long time. And yeah, you know, maybe, just maybe, I'm a little bit more sensitive to this because I'm a public figure on the far right that might be the next target. So yeah, okay, maybe I admit, maybe there's something personal here that I don't want myself or my family to come under brutal attack from these psychotics that surround us. Should I not be concerned at this? Because maybe potentially they might want to use this to foment civil. I'm trying to avoid civil war. I'm trying to do the one thing that can stop a civil war, which is the lawful authorities to do their damn jobs and round up the domestic terrorists that are killing us. So for a while, I was like, these must be just like, you know, libertarian people that are just still stuck in this paradigm of like, we can never use the government for anything. We can't use it for anything, even though we're in power. Even though it's our side, even though the things that are happening now are being done in a way that is, you know, fairly well contained, right? This isn't the Patriot Act. They aren't going, oh, look, the left is violent. We need access to your phone records. They're not doing that. No, no new powers are being accrued to them. No new rights are being stripped away from us or given to the federal government to spy on us or, you know, throw us in prison. What's happening is that the powers that already exist and have been wielded against right-wingers for the last decade are finally being used against the left, potentially. I don't know. We'll wait to see the results of this. So far, Antifa is still to this day and probably at this moment surrounding the federal building in Portland, Oregon, and attacking anybody that goes in and out. So they still seem to have a fairly free hand in a lot of this. But I do think at least part of it is just poking the bear, is just letting it happen because they really want right-wingers to respond because, God, you know how easy it would be. I mean, you see the videos of some of these. I mean, you got 15 Antifa people outside of a federal building. And like, yeah, to probably every right-winger, they're sitting there thinking, I think it'd take three. No, maybe just two trucks full of good old boys to clear this out in about 15 minutes. I don't think it'd be that hard. You've seen Antifa. You know what they're like. You've seen the shape they come in. It's not impressive. It's not intimidating. It's not reflective of a life of violence. So what do they think they're doing? So, you know, you see them just menacing and menacing ICE or menacing federal employees for like weeks on end. And I get it. Trust me, folks. I get the impulse to be like, should we just take turns? I mean, do we need to wait for them or can we just chill, relax? Don't do it. Don't give them an excuse. Do not fulfill the lies that they've been spreading. How many times have they said right-wingers are the most violent people ever? And I know, well, we aren't violent. They still call us that. So why shouldn't we just? It's a psychological operation. They're trying to start civil war. They're trying to paint the right-wingers as the bad guys. Right now, they have nothing to use to make that argument. They have no evidence to back up that claim. Don't give it to them. Do not give it to them. If the federal government wants to let its employees be attacked, wants to let its soldiers be humiliated, I guess they're just going to get humiliated by a bunch of twinks from Portland, Oregon. One or two of them will get arrested. We'll report on it. We'll tell you what their ultimate plans are. We'll tell you what you can do to prepare. But we want the authorities to handle it. My official position is to let the authorities handle it, or rather, perhaps I should say, make the authorities handle it because they don't want to. And they're not trying to, but this may be changing. And we've got some videos here. We've got some more statements from Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Let's go first to this one about the National Security Presidential Memorandum establishing a comprehensive strategy to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle all stages of organized political violence and domestic terrorism. Let's watch. Do we have that?
Lastly, sir, this is a presidential memorandum on countering domestic terrorism and organized political violence. In recent weeks, months, and years, we've seen a tremendous upsurge in some highly visible, but also other acts of domestic terrorism and organized political violence being perpetrated by radical politically motivated groups all over the country. What this presidential memorandum will do is set off an administration-wide response to that, ranging from the Joint Terrorism Task Forces to other components of the Department of Justice to the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Treasury. We're looking at interdicting these groups, preventing them from performing acts of violence, and also looking at sources of organization and funding and support that prop them up and allow them to do the acts that, that they have been doing.
We're looking at the funders of a lot of these groups. And, you know, when you see the signs, and they're all beautiful signs made professionally, these aren't your protesters that make the sign in their basement late in the evening because they really believe it. These are anarchists and agitators, professional anarchists and agitators, and they get hired by wealthy people, some of whom I know, I guess, you know, I probably know them. And you wouldn't know it. You're at dinner with them, everything's nice, and then you find out that they funded millions of dollars to these lunatics.
Wow, what an interesting thing for Trump to say. I know some of the people funding Antifa. You'd never expect it. That's fascinating. He's right. Very good to see they're going after the funding mechanisms. And yeah, it's pretty obvious when they all show up with a U-Haul full of pre-made signs that they hand out. Yeah, they're well-funded, but it's not just the protest signs, and it's not just the travel expenses. It's the connections. It's the fact that these Antifa members and their controllers have connections inside the newsrooms of major news outlets like NBC and others that they're in collaboration with, coordination with. So they can say, hey, we're going to be doing something over here at this time. Make sure your camera's not there to capture it. We don't want any evidence of this. Or they can say, hey, make sure your camera's there because, hey, by the way, it's not just newsrooms they have connections in. It's the local law enforcement. So they'll collaborate with the local law enforcement and be able to, you know, tell them exactly how far they can go and where things will happen. And maybe even set it up to where, okay, the police are going to beat Antifa. So now we need the newsrooms there, the cameramen there to capture that. Yeah, here's the attack on the facility that was being built, I believe, outside of Atlanta, Georgia, with this mob of Antifa violently attacking police. Have any of these people been arrested? I mean, literally, this video is, I mean, we could watch this video for 3 minutes, and it's worse than anything that happened on January 6th by far. By far. Nobody in January 6th showed up in black block with flamethrowers, with Molotov cocktails, with fireworks to throw. No, they were all unarmed and peaceful until the cops started firing non-lethal munitions into the crowd, forcing them forward and creating the entire conflict. Not so with Antifa. Antifa shows up heavily armed with explosives to violently attack a construction site where they're building this police building. And then I'm pretty sure, unless I'm crazy, I'm pretty sure I remember they like stopped building this. That's the other. Okay, so it's not just the funding that pays their travel. It's not just the funding that buys signs or arms them or whatever else. It's the connections in the media to get the friendly coverage. It's the connections in the police force to allow them to operate with basically immunity. If they do get arrested, they've got lawyers on staff who know and work with the judges to let them out and allow them out. And then maybe later, a couple months later, they'll sue and actually get $20 million from the municipal funds to pay the protesters with. Like in New York and Philadelphia after Black Lives Matter, the rioters who were arrested, they weren't abused, they weren't beaten. They weren't killed. No, they were zip-tied for 15 minutes, and they get $20,000 from the city because the taxpayers are paying for the very people destroying their cities. It's beyond absurd. Yes, the Atlanta public safety training known as Cop City is finished and open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Okay, so it did get finished. Well, good for them. Good for them, because a lot of times what will happen is these so-called protests, these violent riots, are really just shows they put on so they can pretend like there is popular will to do what they want to do anyway. And we've seen how that works over and over. You want to do something, but you don't have an excuse to do it. So you pay a bunch of protesters, come wave signs, and you go, gee, we better do this thing. They're always going to do it. And so they're completely covered from every different direction. And the people in power that Trump's talking about, his friends that he eats dinner with, yeah, they're Antifa. And they employ people who are Antifa. And there's people in the municipal governments that are Antifa and work with Antifa and communicate with Antifa. So finally, at least some of this, you know, we hope is going to be tracked down and disassembled and destroyed. Let's go to our next video. This is FBI Director Kash Patel saying our citizens are being attacked by organized violence and it's being paid for by other people. So what we're going to do is follow the money. So here's Kash Patel talking about the strategy they'll be taking to prevent domestic terrorism in America.
Yes, as Steve was saying, Mr. President, thanks to your leadership, crime is going downward in a tremendous fashion, and that's what we want for every city in America. And the FBI's premier flagship enterprise, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, are honored to lead this initiative with our partners at Treasury and Homeland Security, because our citizens are being attacked by, as Stephen said, organized violence, and it's being paid for, not by them, by other people. So what we are going to do, combining forces as Scott and I have done in these last few months, is follow the money. Mm-hmm. People and organizations have collected funds and put them out into the streets of America and organized violence across our country. And thanks to your recognition of this and this executive order and the AG's leadership to lead out and prosecute these individuals, we are properly going to chase them down like the domestic terrorists that they are. And our streets and our communities are going to be safer because the JTTF and the FBI and Treasury and DHS and DOJ are going to combine forces like never before to root out this new evil that is perpetrating our criminal activities across our societies. And we are just so thankful for your leadership and recognition of it. It's not easy to do.
All right. That's pretty good from Kash Patel. Although my one correction for him, this is not new. This is absolutely not new. Antifa existed in like Germany in the Weimar Republic, and they had the same logo that they have today. It's the same organization. Antifa's been around for 100 years. The same organization with the same logo and the same slogans. It's been around for 100 years. Now, again, I'll remind you, and actually we'll have to go to this video, because, we say we're tomorrow's news today. It's so far beyond that at this point, and it's like practically comical. And I pat myself on the back, and I hope the audience appreciates this too. There's so many times where, like, I'll say something on the show, and 2, 3, 4, 5 days later, a month later, it's all of the biggest people. It's Tucker Carlson and, whoever else, basically saying exactly what I said. So if you've been watching the show this week, I went off on a whole presentation about the ADL and how the ADL trains the FBI, and the ADL says Antifa are just anti-fascist. They aren't even an organization. So you can't hunt them down. They just hate fascists. What's wrong with that? And actually, it's hateful to be against Antifa. That's actually a hate symbol, is things that oppose Antifa are hate symbols. So I explain this, that why haven't we gone after Antifa? Because the people who decide what is and is not domestic terrorism is the ADL. And they think it's a better use of FBI resources to fabricate plots about kidnapping Gretchen Whitmer to, trick a bunch of, good old boys to go to jail for the rest of their lives. That to them is the better use than going after the very real and entrenched criminal networks plaguing our country. So I'll have to go to that Tucker video, maybe in the next hour, in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. But let's now go to Stephen Miller. He never disappoints. He says this is the first time in American history there's an all-of-government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism. Let's watch.
This is a very historic and significant day. This is the first time in American history that there is an all-of-government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism, to dismantle Antifa, to dismantle the organizations that have been carrying out these acts of political violence and terrorism. What we have seen, if you look at whether it be going back to the riots, that started with Black Lives Matter and all the way through to the Antifa riots, the attacks on ICE officers, the doxing campaigns, and now the political assassinations, these are not lone, isolated events. This is part of an organized campaign of radical left terrorism. It is structured, it is sophisticated, it is well-funded, it is well-planned. There is really no parallel like this to anything else in the country right now. There is an entire system of feeder organizations that provide money, resources, weapons, and when they're attacking ICE officers, they're attacking federal buildings, or they're isolating public officials for harassment, doxing, intimidation, and ultimately attempted assassination, it is all carefully planned, executed, and thought through. It is terrorism on our soil. Because of this executive order, Cash and Pam are going to have the tools they need, working with Scott, to take these organizations apart piece by piece. And the central hub of that effort is going to be the Joint Terrorism Task Force, or JTTF, which sits inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But for those at home who are worried about terrorism in this country, they need to understand, because of President Trump's strength, because of his vision, because of his leadership, we are now going to use the entire force of the federal government to uproot these organizations root and branch. And again, that's only possible because of President Trump and his leadership.
Again, it's absolutely incredible to hear them say this. And when you really think about it, this is so long overdue, it's not even funny. I mean, just like how Antifa has existed for 100 years, the leftist terror has gone unmitigated for the last 50 years at least. I mean, the Weather Underground was bombing Capitol buildings and like shooting people in the 60s. They all got pardoned or released. Then they all became the heads of Antifa. Meanwhile, go back 30 years to 1990, the federal government is, you know, hunting down Randy Weaver and burning 80 kids to death in Waco. This has been a long time that the right wing is treated with the most brutal, just crushing repression by the federal government. And the left wing is often rewarded for doing what they do when it's the left wing that's actually doing terrorism. The people in Waco, the Branch Davidians weren't hurting anybody. They weren't committing terrorism. They weren't shooting anybody or blowing up the Capitol. No, the Weather Underground was. But the Weather Underground gets to become professors and advisors to Barack Obama and heads of Black Lives Matter. Waco gets burned to death. This has been decade upon decade upon decade of this in America, which is how we got to the point we are now. Let's go to a final video. Probably the most important one, about old George Soros. Here's the president of the United States, Donald Trump, talking about old Soros. Let's watch.
Well, Soros is a name certainly that I keep hearing. I don't know, but Soros is a name that I hear. I hear a lot of different names. I hear names of some pretty rich people that are radical left people. Maybe I hear about a guy named Reid Hoffman. Somebody's a pretty rich guy, I guess, and I hear about him. I don't know. Could be him, could be a lot of people. We hear the same names, but they're bad, and we're going to find out. And if they are funding these things, they're going to have some problems because they're agitators and they're anarchists. These are anarchists. Really bad.
Yeah, their goal is to take down the federal government. They need to be stopped. It is Soros. We've shown the documents. Jonathan Soros, his son, not Alexander Soros. He's got two sons. Jonathan Soros was the head of Friends of Democracy, and we have their internal documents that show that they were very much pre-planning a riot with the law enforcement there in order to perpetuate a psyop on the American people. If Trump needs to get in contact with us, we can provide that evidence to him. The FBI needs to know where to start looking. We have their own documents. Hit up InfoWars. We know where the nests are for the where the rats live. I'll just say that. So that's great. That's great to see Trump actually, you know, on this. Diving deep, going after the money, dismantling these organizations that have operated terrorist networks for a very long time. We'll be back on the other side with more. I think I'm going to start with an inspirational video while we get connected with Mike Shelby, but he'll help us break down what's next in the ladder of escalation towards civil war that they're obviously pushing. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Oh,
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.